You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Tuesday, July 20th. That's going to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start with the world champions. That's right. Today, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are celebrate good times. Come on. That's right. I sung it better than Ross Glare playing it on the bagpipes, though. The Bucs are headed to the Casa de El Presidente. Tampa Bay will visit the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl 55 championship. Congratulations to them. We move on. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a new pass rusher in town. That's right. Melvin Ingram and the Steelers agreed to a one-year contract on Monday. He reportedly, by the way, had interest from both the Kansas City Chiefs and Miami Dolphins, but Pittsburgh won out. Melvin spoke to ESPN's Justina Anderson and said of his new team, "I just did the deal not too long ago and just got to the airport. It's definitely a dope organization and environment, so I definitely feel like it's the place for me. I met with Coach Tomlin. You can tell he's very involved and a player's coach. That's what stood out to me. He wants to win, and that is what I am on. My role is my role. He just told me to come in and be me. Everyone knows how I play. We will see what this Pittsburgh Steelers defense looks like, but if it is anything like the 2020 squad, it is going to be very good." Sticking with the defensive theme, Minnesota Vikings defensive tackle Michael Pierce suffered a calf injury, according to NFL Network, while training, and his availability for the start of training camp is in doubt. Along the defensive tackle movement, though, former Cincinnati Bengals defensive tackle Geno Atkins was cleared for all football activity in mid-June. Also, according to NFL Network, he should start taking visits soon. Hopefully, your favorite team is the one that ends up with him. Now, let's go to the offensive side of the ball, and let's talk about a running back, because some people, you know, they say they don't matter, but they definitely matter at least a little bit. New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley was asked as if he will be ready for training camp this coming season. Obviously, training camp starts very soon this week for a couple of squads in the NFL. The Giants, they report to camp on Thursday. And Saquon Barkley, again, whether he will be ready or not, said, "I don't know. We'll see." Barkley, again, according to ESPN, repeated his answer when asked if he would be ready for week one. He said he is taking things day by day and listening to his body. If you have heard Jason Garrett speak many different times, you know that Saquon is repeating the words of his offensive coordinator. Let's stick with offense. Yeah, we're sticking things together. We're just kind of going down a neat and organized line. You're welcome for me organizing it like this. NFL Network reported on Monday that nothing has really changed regarding Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson and his future. We will keep you updated as that situation continues to progress. Finally, here on the player portion of our news segment, NFL Network's Mike Giardi reported that New England Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore's side is open to a multi-year extension, but would also be willing to take a one-year jump in salary with free agency looming next year. A lot of people expect the salary cap to balloon after everything that was impacted due to COVID-19. We'll see if a lot of players do wind up getting paid. Final couple of things here for you. These are definitely some interesting pieces of note. The NFL Network announced on Monday that it will carry 23 live preseason games. This is very good news if you are a fan that doesn't live in the market of your favorite team. You'll have an ability to watch it on a national perspective. Also, on the subject of football television, ESPN announced a new partnership with both Peyton and Eli Manning. The brothers will headline a Monday Night Football megacast on ESPN2 and ESPN Plus for the next 3 seasons. Their broadcast will be produced in conjunction with something that nobody knew existed but is super awesome, especially the name of it, called Omaha Productions. That's right, Peyton Manning is quite busy in retirement, getting ready for the Hall of Fame and all that. This particular megacast will cover 10 games for each season starting this season. So if you are watching Monday Night Football for one of these 10 games, you will have an option, a different broadcast experience that will be led by Peyton and Eli Manning. It's surely going to be very, very, very interesting. Just like this week is going to be very, very interesting. Training camp is here, people. We are very excited here on the SB Nation NFL show. So make sure you subscribe, follow, whatever it's called, to our feed, wherever you get your podcasts. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating, write a review, walk away with a whole bunch of happiness. Have yourself a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.